Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what if you could manufacture more time? Scott, nobody can do that. Nobody can manufacture more time. But what if you're trying to reach a goal and you couldn't get yourself motivated? And you figured out that if you could manufacture more time, you would go do what you wanted to do. It sounds confusing, but I'll work it out for you today on The Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Been a long time now, in our 15th season since 2006, a simple mission. Every single day, life begins when you move and you stand up, you take a step and you repeat until you get what you want. But when life gets in the way and it gets a little confusing and sometimes frustrating and sometimes you get worn out and tired, sometimes you don't know what to do, you come here. Because tens of thousands of folks every single day are here right now and they're working toward their goals, their dreams, their ambitions. And now with the pandemic kind of doing what it's doing. Is it over? It's not over. Is it crazy? We don't know. It's in between someplace. Depends on where you are. I know traveling right now full time, just kind of hanging out mostly on the East Coast right now. It's really interesting. Depending on where you go, people are really getting back to normal life. And yet there's still some fear and there's still some issues and still things to worry about. No doubt about that. But nonetheless, we get up every single day and we go after it, don't we? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. We are traveling full time. We're houseless while we seek another house in the RV, mostly on the East Coast right now. And I want to say thank you to mobilemusthave.com. Because of them, this podcast gets uploaded no matter where I am. Mountains, highway, makes no difference. It works. If you need a really solid connection, check out mobilemusthave.com. They'll take care of you. I have to tell you, in the traveling we're doing this summer, I'm doing one of my favorite things to do. A lot of people watching, a lot of observing. A lot of talking, a lot of getting into really different places, different situations, different businesses, different homes, different venues everywhere, and just kind of hanging out and talking with all kinds of people. And it's so neat to see folks coming out of their shell for the summertime, folks out there just kind of blowing off some steam, tired of being cooped up, out there making the dreams come true. And here right now, I'm in the Cherokee Valley or the Maggie Valley here near Cherokee, North Carolina. And folks are right in front of me, right from the RV I'm sitting in right this very moment. They're streaming in a tube down the creek. So cool to see that in the summertime. That's what you should be doing. So let's talk goals today, because if I were to tell you that thing that you want to do, that thing that you want to do, to be, or to happen, will happen when you do something else, what would you say? That goal you're going after, we'll talk about losing weight today. Maybe that's your goal, losing weight. That goal of losing weight, you can't seem to get there, can't get the motivation. But what if I were to say it wasn't the diet, it wasn't the exercise, it wasn't any of that, it was something entirely different? Would your head spin around in circles? There's so much happening in everyday life today. It's really easy to get caught up in the rhythm of the day. We kind of settle in, don't we? Settle into a groove. Back before the pandemic, we had a groove, then we had another groove, now we have a new groove. It's like these days, think of it this way. You're like engaging the autopilot. And you're sitting back and just enjoying life, taking care of whatever is coming your way. But you know, what happens when life gets bumpy? Maybe you just want to change things. You want to change your trajectory and do something different. What happens when that happens? Well, if you're an airplane pilot, you would know an autopilot. You don't want to use your autopilot when things get bumpy. You turn that autopilot off. Why? You don't trust a computer when things get bumpy. You got to put your hands on the stick and fly your life, right? A client of mine had that going on recently. And one of the things that happens when somebody becomes a client of mine, I don't have very many clients, maybe five. That's about it. That's about all I want to handle. I really like working with folks like that. But the very first question I ask when somebody is seeking my advice is I don't say, how can I help you? Fundamentally, I believe I can help you, but I never try to help you. I just think a kind of a benefit of what I do makes a point with you and resonates with you, and you help yourself. That's what I try to do. So what I try to do when I'm talking to you or any kind of client, they ask me, the very first thing I will say is, What are we working on today? Now, keep in mind, as they fill me in on their outcome, their goal, the thing they're going after, the thing that they expect that they're going to get, I expect that my answer will be 180 degrees from what they think they're going to hear. It didn't used to be that way. If somebody said, Scott, how do I lose weight and get in shape? I'd go right to that, diet and exercise. Not anymore. In this case, he said, you call your company Motivation to Move. Well, I built a successful company myself, and I've kind of let myself go. Like that hasn't happened 1,000 times to an entrepreneur, huh? I need the motivation to lose weight and get in shape. Now, that's what he asked me for. So starting with the outcome in mind was fantastic. We all want to do that. Start with the outcome. And his response was, I think, very reasonable. But being reasonable doesn't always lead you to the result that you want, does it? I'm not saying be unreasonable, but sometimes you have to dig a little deeper to find the unreasonable cause of what's really going on. Lots of times we're caught up in the day, caught up in that autopilot, not really paying attention to what's really going on. When you do that, when you dig a little bit deeper and be really, really honest with what's driving everything, well, everything changes and you start to get what you want. Could it be that simple? Yeah, it could be. So before we talk about exercise and diet, I said, and even motivation, I don't need to do that. That's what he wanted, though. Tell me what to eat. Tell me when to exercise. Tell me how to do this. Why don't you tell me about your business? Why don't you tell me about your family? How you sleeping? How's your schedule? Your daily schedule, your weekly, your monthly? Let me tell you what's going on. Just tell me what's happening in your whole world. Let's start there. Give me some perspective. Give me some framing. Let me understand really what's happening, and we'll figure it out from that point. So, as he began to do this, to outline his success and his daily routine, very quickly, the problem became evident, not to me, not to him, but to both of us. It was right there. And you've probably run into this before. There is no time allocated for what we call self-care. No time. A lot of thinking time, a lot of wanting time. Maybe I'll get to it eventually time, but more stuff to do all day, every day, and you get in a rhythm and a routine. And you just go after what you've been doing instead of what you want to be doing. It's hard to break it. So without changing the underlying issues, there is no possible way to reach his goal. It's impossible. So what was the solution? Well, it didn't take time to dial this in because the very first thing, particularly when you have a type A, highly driven entrepreneurial personality, these folks kind of make their own world. When you have that kind of world, you have to look and see how they're constructing their world. So as I dug into it, it became time for an audit. Strangely, the simplest thing in the world that all of us should master, audit his time management, audit his productivity management, the practices he's using every single day. Where's that time going to? Where's it slipping away? You ever got to the end of the day, you're like, hey, what happened? Where'd the day go? Didn't get done what I wanted to get done. In doing that, what ends up happening is we're able to manufacture more time in the day. I know it sounds so simple, and you may have gone down the productivity time management route before. You may have done that. Maybe you're a master of that, but I would bet almost anything, and I'll say this really honest with you because I've worked with so many very, very strong, very successful personalities, and about 3 weeks into any kind of coaching, we get back to basics. We take it right back to managing your time and managing your productivity. So once that happens, we're able to turn our attention to, well, look, we've made some time. We've made some thinking space. We've given you an opportunity now to actually focus on what you want to focus on, and that begins to build the excitement. And when you get excited about getting in shape or anything, you'll go do it. Remember this. Success in anything, it doesn't come from stacking more stuff upon more stuff upon more stuff. I know it feels like it, right? But that's not what happens. Sometimes you have to do an audit, dig in, get back to basics, get back your foundation, and toss out some of what used to be so important. Because until you toss out what used to be important, you can't bring in what is important to you today. Could it be that simple? Yeah, I like simple. You know why? Simple works. But in the craziness of us being sucked into the world of the world today, everybody reaching out for attention, everybody reaching out and demanding our time, and please help me. Can you do this? Can you do that? What am I going to do? What am I thinking about? What am I going to do next week? In this world we live in today where it's nonstop trying to get a piece of our mind, until we manage ourselves, slow things down, and take a real look at what's going on, we're not going to have time to do the stuff we really want to do. Stuff that's really important. Think about that today. It's a little bit different than you normally go after, but if you don't have time to get to your goal, there is something getting in your way, go check that out. All right, we're on the road, traveling, talking to people. I'm just going to head out of the RV today and go meet some folk. Take a talk about. Go about the campground here and see who's around, see where they're from. See what stories are happening in this crazy world we live in today. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.